I'm back, Mr. Blue Sky. It's Sunday once again, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for North State. Good morning. It's Sovereign Mind Radio. Good morning. Yeah, we're back. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. It is Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson without my sister Linda, who is on assignment. But I have Susan, who's in the studio, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. And Red Smith, who's still on the unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt perpetrated by bankers who spun us into a mountain of interest, debt, and debt, and you know the rest.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. Say when. just say when.
Say when. Skin that smoke wagon.
Yeah, dare you.
Go to work. Go to work. Jerk that pistol. It's, you know, the news cycle is just completely crazy these days. Is it just me?
No, it's ridiculous.
You know, I was just talking to Mr. Raposa just before he left, and I'll tell you what. You know, after listening to their show and the candidates in the election, I mean, I'm starting to think I'm voting for Betancourt. And I'll tell you why. Do I agree with anything that Betancourt says about anything? No, not at all. But you know something? I just keep thinking back to the election of Barack Obama. And there's a lot of similarities here with Obama and Mitt Romney.
Okay. Mitt Rhino?
But, yeah, Mitt Rhino. Because everybody goes, oh, you got to hold your nose and vote for the Republican. Like, that's going to help.
No, I don't.
And everybody's, it's going to be the end of the nation. Once Obama gets, But, you know, the one good thing that came out of that is Donald Trump got elected 8 years later. Because it woke people up. So I guess you got to get kicked in the wherevers.
Well, how much more you got to get kicked in the state of California some before people you stand need, up on your hind feet?
I think some people need a regular dose.
Yeah, dose of something.
Because the real deal is that, you know, maybe it's going to cause enough problems that enough people are going to wake up, show up, get up, do something about it. Other than sitting around going, well, there's nothing we can do.
Maybe if the Republican Party figures out they're not as comfortable as they think they are up here, they'll quit trying to flush turds on us.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe it has to get ugly, and I personally believe that is what it is. It has to get ugly. Let's get it over with. Let's quit pretending that Megan Dolly is a Republican.
She's not. She's a Democrat that lies about who she is. So you have a choice between a Democrat who says what she is and a Democrat that lies about
it. It's like saying Mitt Romney's a Republican. Or John McCain was a Republican.
Yeah.
He
who shall not be named.
Yeah, he who has no name. Yeah. The real deal is that these guys only say that because the low information voters keep, you know, voting them in. And the other ones that aren't maybe low information, well, you got to hold your nose and, you know, because the real deal is that they're controlling it and it's a game. And it's a game designed to get you to vote them back in, year after year. It's a fixed game. It's like the Republican Central Committee here not endorsing Patrick Jones. It's fixed. I mean, you know, he was clearly the best candidate.
By far.
By far.
The only conservative by far.
You know, and I've got Raleigh Sally here sending me stuff. By the way, thank you, Raleigh. You are awesome. And, it says here that Brian Dolly accepted donations from the bankrupt PG&E. Why is a bankrupt company that is being bailed out by taxpayers donating money to candidates? Did Megan get some money from them too? I don't know. Maybe we should find out. So these guys are clearly a part of the political establishment.
Brian Dalley told you everything that you need to know about that family when he hired Bruce Ross.
Well, there you have it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe Leon Panetta wasn't available.
Maybe so I thought it was John Podesta.
That's, might as well have been. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, if it's Republican, you got an R in front of your name, it doesn't matter, even if you're part of the establishment and a part of the plan so that they can keep control over Sacramento and you're just being duped and you're a rube, just hold your nose anyway.
Can anybody tell me one thing that Brian Daly has done for the people of the North State?
Well,
one thing.
I'm thinking.
Dude, can we cue some Jeopardy music, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Try for double Jeopardy in the bonus round.
Yeah. Give me a second. I'll try
things that never happened for 600, Alex.
Yeah, exactly. Who is pretending they're a Republican?
And not very well either.
Yes. Well, I guess I should have said it. Pretending, you know, the category is pretending you're a Republican, and the answer is who is Megan Daly?
Yeah.
Or who is Brian Daly? Or who is Mitt Romney? Or who was John McCain?
Yeah. The man with no name.
So you just get to the point where, you know something? Throw a monkey wrench in. Oh. I'll take who is pretending they're... pretending they're Republican for 1600, Alex.
Everybody in California.
Who is...
The Republican Party in the state is a joke. It's dead. It's been dead.
But they keep pretending they are Republicans.
Cool.
And just hold your nose. I keep hearing that. Hold your nose. If they get control, we'll never, ever be free again. Just like Obama.
They're in control.
They're
so more effectively in control than the state of California than anywhere.
Well, don't you remember the Obama? What came out of the Obama years, you know? Well, it became very clear these guys were not operating in America's best interest, didn't it? I mean, look at all the treaties. You got the climate change, $150 billion going to Iran. I mean, Fast and Furious.
IRS targeting.
By the way, there is a documentary coming out pretty soon on that.
Not even a smidgen of corruption.
That's right. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
The IRS admitted it.
And then they make Hillary Clinton Secretary of State. Now, maybe it was a miracle we got Donald Trump. I'm not completely sold on Donald Trump, but I'll tell you what, he's been doing a hell of a lot better than anybody else I've seen in the last 40, 50 years.
Who would you rather have in office right now?
I can't think of anybody.
I don't have one.
The Rock.
Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, wouldn't that be a great speech? He's out there.
I just have images of him running through the aisles of Congress, body slamming people and giving them the people's elbow. It's amazing.
I love it. Yeah, it'd be like Terry Crews, office manager.
Yeah.
Watch him
suplex Pelosi.
I mean, the inaugural speech. Can you smell what the White House is cooking?
Just saying.
I mean, let's quit playing these games. You know, the Republican Party is just as dirty at this point as the Dems.
They are the Dems.
But, you know.
They're the Bud Light of the Democratic Party.
And then you got the low information guys that are attacking Trump, who's being attacked from both sides. And anytime I see that both sides are attacking somebody, I'm thinking that he's probably my friend.
They've already had their lobotomies. Move on. There's no fixing them.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll know after Trump gets reelected if he starts doing something about the debt and the currency. We'll know right away whose side he's on.
I'm just waiting for the indictments. There has to be indictments at this point. I mean, they've been running polls that literally say 70% of Americans think there's another civil war coming.
Well, I mean,
this country is not in good shape. We're not healthy.
During the break, I'll hook up my cord to the audio here, and I have a couple videos on that. I mean, I think I got one here on. Well, I got several videos here, but I'll get to the one here. Did anybody catch Judge Jeanine's opening statement last night? I think the title was something to the effect of. I mean, let me see if I've got it right here. The lying sack of shift.
Hmm.
I mean, gee, kind of getting strong language here, isn't it?
Name one thing that Adam Schiff has told the truth about.
Have you seen any of the stuff?
I'll wait.
Have you seen any of the stuff on Greg Gutfeld with the what's his name? Shununu or not Shununu, but Shalele or whatever his name is, who's been imitating Schiff?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's like something out of Dr. Fives' movie.
But that seems to be the most effective mode of communication with people anymore is just outrageous satire.
Yeah.
You have to make it so obvious and so blatant, so in their face. And it's like they have to take their dose of medicine with a spoonful of sugar or they won't swallow it. You know, you've got to give that little bit of humor, that little bit of
something
to pay attention.
Yeah, Mary Poppins is no longer available. I don't know. I don't know. I guess we could go to a break. I'm not sure how close we are to it, but
yeah, we're good.
Okay, let's go to a break. I'm going to hook up my computer because I forgot to do it when it came in, and we'll listen to a little bit of what Judge Jeanine had to say. But don't worry, be happy.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, I think we do have a caller on the line.
Looks like Jimmy.
You're on the air, Jimmy. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, you guys were talking about if Brian Daly did this or that or any other politician, what they voted for. Have you guys heard about VoteSmart.org?
I believe I've heard of it. I'm not sure. I'm super familiar with it.
Yeah, I checked it out, and you can. I would just want to tell the callers out there, you can check it out, votesmart.org, and you can see these politicians' entire record of what bills they've voted on and or brought to the floor.
So just enter the politician's name or zip code, I guess, huh?
You enter the politician's name, and then you go down to vote. There's a couple different categories on there. So.
Right, yeah, you got bio positions, ratings, so forth. So let's see what we got on votes. I just put Dolly in there. They fixed it up for me. I didn't say Allison. They did. So let's do Brian. How do you spell Brian? Is it B-R-I-A-N, I think?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. All right.
So, I mean, it's going to take a while. There's a lot of stuff in there you can mull over. But
yeah.
I know you guys, that's what you guys are good at. So
yeah, it's what we do. It's who we are. It's how we roll.
It's interesting reading.
Right, and you know, you guys are right.
We need milk toast.
Megan Dolly, her campaign was totally bought. You know, so anyway.
Well, there you have it. I mean, PG&E, Chevron Oil. I can't remember all the donors, but yeah, a lot of them like were from someplace else, not here.
There was donors from out of state that I've never even heard of. Yeah, so.
Yeah, what interest does Chevron have in Northern California?
Then you can't smell. All right, guys.
All right.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I wish we had a camera. I could do my little eyebrow lift. Talk about The Rock. Maybe not.
You know, my favorite one of the week, though, getting in, you know, just real quick on the PG&E and the wildfire thing, is the governor has now appointed his new wildfire advisory board. Not one single representative from Northern California.
Wow, that's where...
Not one.
Not one. Well, it's typical. It's par for the course. I mean, that's why we don't have any representation up here. Everybody knows it. I mean, I've been doing a little research on representation and, you know, trying to piece together, you know, exactly, you know, what the the founders were thinking and why and how much and how many and so forth. And I'll tell you what, we talked about it before we get on here. You know, when you get into Google or any of these search machines now, it's gotten to the point where they just bury anything that is contradictory to the narrative of the lamestream, mainstream, libtard, libbers, and liars and leakers. And it's getting to the point where it's hard to find any good information at all. You know, I'm looking right now at this is a No Q report. I'm not sure if that's a reference to anything, but news, opinions, and quotes. Yes, Governor Newsom and the Democrats are responsible for the massive PG&E blackouts.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I guess many Californians are upset. Over 2 million households will have to have their power shut down involuntarily. And they're talking about 10 years of this crap. I mean, I've got another Los Angeles Times article here. PG&E warns of 10 years of power shutoffs. California officials don't like it. Wow. I mean, 10 years?
Why? Can you tell me why in 49 other states they don't have to turn off the power to prevent wildfires?
Because they don't have to be safe.
Hmm.
Or they don't have to be protected.
Or maybe the public utilities are not the issue. Maybe it's the completely out of whack California environmental policy that PG&E can't even cut brush and slash away from their equipment because of California environmental policy. And maybe the state of California is doing what they're doing to PG&E until the citizens rise up and demand a state takeover of the Public Utility Commission so they own your power like they do your water. Wake up.
Well, and the fact that they have been squandering, the money on anything but upgrades to the system couldn't have anything to do with it because, I've got another one. I'll post it here if I can. It's this is from Raleigh, Sally. Judge orders PG&E to respond to ABC 10 documentary series explaining political spending. Gee, like, I don't know, to Megan Dolly or somebody or Brian or to the Democratic Party. And, it's just gotten so corrupt that it's ridiculous. What's funny is, I don't know if it's funny, but it's interesting, is that up here where we have more forest than any place in the state, the fires were down. Okay. And so did the shutoff actually prevent any?
No.
I don't know.
Absolutely not.
Did they shut off the power in Southern California, and did it prevent any?
No.
So they had a bunch of fires, though, down in Southern California. What was that all about?
Climate change.
Maybe the homeless were trying to keep warm. I don't know, but it's just gotten to the point of ridiculousness.
PG&E is not to blame. Not 100%. I have talked to people and what's really going on in the state of California, and what it comes down to is PG&E is not allowed, due to California environmental policy, to clear a safe zone for their equipment. They've asked, they've requested, they've waited for environmental surveys and reviews and all kinds of things that are not forthcoming from the state. It is the state of California endangering people. And at the perfect slap in the face is that wildfire commission up here where they're murdering our people with their environmental policy. We're not allowed a single representative on our own wildfire board.
Well, and then I like the way that Mr. Grissom Newsom, is pointing the fingers at PG&E as being responsible, even though the Democrats have been in charge for like 40 years or something. Yeah. So I don't know. Things are getting coming to a head, and things, again.
Well, the last time a Democratic senator or governor couldn't keep the lights on, we bounced him out on his pointy little head.
I think that it's going to work with Newsom. I really do.
Of course,
we've
got Schwartz and dummy, but.
First, I'm going to shut off all the power to everybody, and then we'll call it a blackout.
We'll start Fitness California. I'll get on your bicycles and get fit and pedal for energy.
That's right. We'll pump you up.
Yeah. What a putt.
Yeah. Now, so it was Jerry and what's Newsom's first name? I can't even think of his
Gavin.
First. Gavin. Thank you. Jerry and Gavin, instead of Hans and Franz, seriously, though. What's it going to take, for people to wake up? And I think this recall might be what is the catalyst for people to get involved, to get involved and actually showing up and, signing the petition and, getting involved with the state of Jefferson, maybe donating money to the cause so that we can get this court case through and see what happens. You got to do something. You got to get involved somewhere. Maybe it's running for office. Maybe it's collecting signatures. Maybe it's, broadcasting on radio on Sundays for 2 hours for the last 10 years, whether you want to show up or not. I don't know. I'm not sure what it's going to take. But let's go to a break. Before I get steamed.
How can you not?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Radio, a little Breakfast in America there. You know, I'm just looking at my Facebook page. Actually, it's Reading Patriots, and there's a comment in there. I cannot believe y'all are pushing for someone who supports baby killing and gun control and a gun control Democrat to get voted in with a sad face. And my response is, we are not. What we're pushing for is a legitimate candidate, not pre-selected by the Democrats. And the big corporations, because if they're just going to continue to pretend they're Republicans, what's the difference? They say they're for pro-life, but they are controlled by the unions. And, you know, let's see, donations from Monsanto, Lilly, Philip Morris, the unions, Sempra Energy, Budweiser, Phillips 66, and Chevron don't even matter. And there's no quid pro quo there either, right?
You know, what I have to make to that statement, I can't believe you guys are supporting this or supporting that. I can't believe you elected this in the primary, forcing me the choice of voting for somebody like that. So let's get to the real matter of the problem in the primary election. When you selected this lump of...
Well, I mean, she might be even a nice lady. I don't know her. I don't really know her personally, but I do know where her donations are coming from. I do know what Brian Dolly has done in the past. I do know that, you know, we've got a cabal of, I don't know what you call it, nepotism. I mean, what is it? I don't know. But we do have a caller on the line. Steve, maybe you can weigh in on this and tell us how we're screwed up.
Tell you what, I'm on the same boat as you. I'm voting for the Democrat. You know, it's a cabal. But anyway, while I called real quick, last hour Terry was talking about if you had a better idea other than 51, let me know. I said, this is my idea. Why don't we take a clue from ISIS and call our group NISIS? And what we could do is tell the police and the National Guard to stand down because we're going to Sacramento 500,000 deep. Well, and that's how you take care and clean up Sacramento.
Yeah, but you got to get the 500,000 to show up. That's the problem.
Well, there's guys like me that old vets and whatnot. You put us in the front because we've outlived our usefulness pretty much. And we'll go from there. Hey, the second thing, too, is that, you know, I would like somebody to take a survey of all the politicians in Sacramento and see how many of them own stock in Generac generators.
I'm thinking about purchasing some stock myself. I was thinking about it over the weekend. In fact, I'm going to go down and research the company tomorrow because, boy, they're starting to look like a hockey stick on the.
I got to go. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate the call. It's true. I mean, me and Linda have been talking about it. It says, man, why wouldn't you purchase stock in Generac? Because, man, they're selling generators like hotcakes.
Yeah, they're looking good.
And you know something? I think it's not such a bad idea. If I don't have to depend on PG&E, I don't want to. I mean, how much is the way PG&E's going, it's going to cost you $1,000 a month to light a couple of bulbs in your house anyway.
Mm.
You might as well go to, you know, natural gas or, you know, something where you're a little independent. I don't know. You know, call me crazy. I guess we have another caller. We've got my favorite person, Rally Sally, on the line. How you doing this morning, Rally?
I am doing well. Thank you, Mark. Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in real briefly about the election and then go on to the recall. But how long are we as Republicans going to keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result?
I agree. I mean, that's the definition of insanity, and we all know that. And I, you know, I don't understand what they're thinking, or they're not thinking, or they're low information, or, you know, it's like I don't have anything to say good about at this point, Elizabeth Betancourt. But, you know, I'm not going to keep playing this, you know, game where, you know, it's just you know, the wool's being pulled over our eyes for the benefit of the power elite down there in Sacramento anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who would be easier to remove from this area, a Democrat or a entrenched Republican?
I'm thinking
that's a very good question.
I don't know. I mean, good grief. I mean, I would think that, you know, a short-term stint with a Democrat might not be such a bad deal. It's kind of like putting vinegar in your coffee and remembering that maybe you should make a fresh pot.
Yeah. Maybe come the next election, we can get a real viable candidate instead of just a firewall to insulate the Dolly dynasty.
Absolutely. Yeah, hold on to your seat on that one because there are several very good candidates looking at that possibility.
I got to agree. And again, I mean, I have nothing to say about Elizabeth Betancourt's policy other than I think she's just a hardcore dyed-in-the-wool, you know, got the, you know.
Well, how much is she going to be able to hurt us in less than a year?
She can't, really, because the real deal is they're all part of the team anyway. We're not getting anything our way anyway.
Right, and how much is Megyn Dalley going to be able to help us in less than a year?
She won't even try. Her husband hasn't tried.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, on a different subject, I just wanted to let your listeners know that the recall stations, we've got any number of recall places that you can go into businesses during the week and sign the recall petition. And we have had so much positive response when we're out there in the community setting up our pop-up and being there for a couple hours that we have several businesses, Jones Sports being one of them. You can go in anytime during their business hours and sign that petition, as well as at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane. Reading Guns downtown on East Street. We also have Old West there on Market Street. And Liberty Arms on Churn Creek Road, Sign Stations and Alfredo Way. We have a place out in Anderson, Pat Kramer's Insurance. And on always on Monday night, you can come to the meeting and sign the petition at 2570 South Montague Road.
Well, I was going to add to that, people can go to North State Consultants at 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B. You'll see a big sign out there, State of Jefferson, and you can get petition signed there as well.
Absolutely. But fantastic.
But you have to do it between 10 and 4.
All right. And then also this Monday, I just wanted to let people know that we are going to be playing the new PBS Frontline expose of the campfire in Paradise. It is the one-year anniversary of that fire on November 8th, and they've done an excellent look into who was to blame for all of the problems that existed. I mean, it was just a firestorm looking to happen up there.
Well,
and I think people will find it very interesting.
Well, good. So everybody needs to show up and go to the Patriot meeting at 2570 South Bonneview and the church that I guess remains nameless at this point still.
And we will be discussing these issues about PG&E and who's to blame. Who's really to blame? It's not just PG&E, that's for sure.
Not even close.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Very good.
And now Governor Newsom wants to take over PG&E and make them into a state-run cooperation.
Oh, that's going to be good, isn't
it?
Yeah.
What could go wrong with that?
What could go wrong there? Let's just give them let's have a state-run healthcare program and a state-run electric program. Pretty soon we'll have face recognition software. Anybody that says anything bad against the government, they just strip you of all of your credit and everything else. Just like
or turn off your power.
Turn your power off. I mean, gee, doesn't it sound vaguely familiar, like China or someplace?
Yeah.
Yay, comrade.
It sound a lot like that.
Yeah, well, first you must talk like this. Mm. No, maybe, yep. I don't know.
Anyway. All right, you guys, it's time to stand up and fight, people.
Yep.
How much longer are we going to wait?
I mean, we're kind of in the 11th hour now.
We are.
Yeah, so.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, thanks, Riley. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
And that is exactly what everybody needs to wake up to the fact that is really going on with this PG&E situation, is it is a state takeover of your power utility company.
Yeah, let's just blame PG&E for everything. We'll handcuff them so they can't do anything about, you know, preventing the stuff and put rules in place that makes them do the blackouts, and then we'll blame them for everything, and now they have to be managed, and we didn't cause the problem in the first place, but we're the solution, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, that's what these guys do.
But it'll all be okay. Just vote for Megan Dalley because she has an R behind her name.
Trust in me.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'll fix everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because Republicans say and do everything right.
They're not Republicans.
Oh, I forgot.
I bet you most of them couldn't even tell you what the definition of a republic is.
I bet you that you're right. I bet you that they don't even know what the Constitution says. They don't understand the intent behind the Constitution. And what they like is they like to be in power because there's this virtual signaling of that they're so much smarter than everybody else. They know what's good for us because we're too stupid. Right? Isn't that it?
Stupid enough to keep electing them.
Well, I guess so, but I'm not going to vote this time for. I'm still waffling because I'm not sure I can pull the trigger on Elizabeth Betancourt. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, write in Patrick Jones if you want.
I'm going to write in Marx, Groucho.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should write in Groucho, Harpo, what's the other one? Jippo or
whatever. Yeah. Larry, Curly, and Mo.
Well, there you have it. I mean, so that's our choices. That's what we got. And, gee, I seen what was happening over there in the Republican Central Committee and what they had their marching orders in the primary against Jones. And that was absolutely the fix was in.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the fix is in for Dolly.
You want to talk about the tail wagging the dog?
Yep.
Look at the North State Republican Central Committees.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're Republicans. We believe in all these conservative values, except that we got to reach across the aisle and compromise everything so that we become enslaved.
Be polite. You have to play the game the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I feel like you respect my forte. It's like, all right. I guess let's go to a break because I'm losing it here.
Here we go again. Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Lands on the interstate at the edge of 17. Under a winter sky, the shade of Grenadine. Well, I never would have made it to the California line. Out in old Freightliner, driver, and a cigarette, got rain. Maybe later. But you're never too old to get undone. Sure shine on the dusty road in the state of Jefferson.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's new stuff I just discovered. But I like that picking stuff. They're a picking and I'm a grinning.
There's something in that Irish Scottish blood that just gets a little riled up.
You know, any more than bagpipes, you know. If they had bagpipes, I'd be out fighting somebody. I'd be out on the street.
A little fiddle, a little banjo.
There you go, or a little fife.
You might want to be
fife.
You might want to be somewhere else.
All right, so I do want to play this Judge Jeanine. This is entitled The Lying Sack of Shift. Which I thought was kind of interesting. So here we go. Let's see if we can get this thing to work.
History has shown us that real impeachment is nothing like the partisan divide we saw this week in Nancy Pelosi's House vote to formalize procedures for the impeachment inquiry. The vote was 232 to 196, strictly along party lines. Two Democrats, however, defected and even voted with the Republicans. It is so clear what's happening here. A vote to simply formalize the procedure is by far the least partisan vote. It's benign. If there were a scintilla of evidence of an impeachable offense, that vote would have crossed party lines as it did with Nixon and Clinton. Prediction? Complete and total failure, ultimately, in the Senate. The Democrat players here are dishonest, disingenuous, and deceitful. Example, Nancy says, I'll only do this in a nonpartisan way.
If and when the time comes for impeachment, it will have to be something that has such a crescendo in a bipartisan way.
She lied. The woman is more than willing to impeach in a partisan way, as well as divide the country in her power grab from the rightful occupant of the Oval Office. And lying sack of Schiff is so dishonest, his law license should be revoked. He lies about the so-called whistleblower, saying, we never talked to him, when they did. He perjures himself in Congress as he lies about what the president said on the Ukraine phone call. He lied when he told us he had evidence of Russia collusion. He was cunning as he created a narrative about Ukraine while the deep state cultivated the so-called whistleblower who reportedly is an Obama holdover, who, although not confirmed by Fox News, is apparently worked with Joe Biden, John Brennan, and Susan Rice. Just like the Russia collusion delusion, these liars created yet another narrative so they could impeach Donald Trump. Now, whistleblowers historically were required to have firsthand knowledge, but no, the Democrats just changed the rule. Now, hearsay can be the basis to take down a president. You don't have to see it, witness it, or even hear it firsthand. You can just mosey around and talk to the other malcontents in the West Wing who don't like Donald Trump and then call yourself a whistleblower. Now, either Schiff is stupid or his ego is so big that he doesn't know that a president can only be impeached when a high crime or misdemeanor occurs, like when a president has done something so outrageous and so beyond the norm that we as a nation say he no longer deserves to remain in the Oval, that he can no longer be our commander-in-chief. Bill Clinton engaging in sex acts with an intern in the Oval Office while he is president. That is about disgusting an abuse of power that the Me Too movement has ever chosen to ignore. Richard Nixon was part of a conspiracy that approved a burglary into the Democratic headquarters at Watergate, a crime in and of itself. In both cases, there was nonpartisan subpoena power. The president's attorneys were present. There was cross-examination. And get this, Adam Schiff has a closed-door interview on the day the Democrats voted to make the process more transparent. What a joke. This guy thinks he's an emperor, and they're probably telling him his clothes are beautiful. There are no rules here. This so-called formalizing the impeachment inquiry puts the president in a worse place than any other president where impeachment was attempted. In Queen Nancy and Emperor Adam's world, Donald Trump has fewer rights than an MS-13 gang member illegally crossing our southern border. This is outright lunacy, with the liars and the leakers and the leftists running the asylum, with radicals resisting not just the president, but the law, the Constitution, and the Americans who put this man in office. They take our laws and our Constitution and they use them to distort them for their own illegal purposes. And damn it, they've gotten away with it. Who the hell are these people who flaunt the law and get away with it? And they even laugh about the fact that their deep state is accomplishing its goal. I, for one, am sick and tired of this nonsense. I'm sick and tired of the lies and the hate and the hypocrisy and the lawlessness of those who hate the man who every day fights for this country. I don't want to hear that secret hearings are still going on. I don't want to hear that Schiff has the right to veto the president's lawyer, to veto a Republican subpoena, to veto testimony, to close the doors. Who the hell does this guy think he is? Who's blowing smoke up his Schiff? Now, I've been in California and Texas and Florida in the last 2.5 weeks. I have literally spoken to thousands of Americans. Every one of them wants to know when these leftist criminals are going to be prosecuted, when there's going to be accountability. And Nancy Pelosi, for all her nonsense about the president not being above the law, stop the doublespeak, Nancy. It's you and your gang of criminals who are above the law. And Bill Barr and John Durham better be prepared with indictments or face the wrath of America that for too long has felt that they are held to a different standard.
I don't think she pulled any punches on that one. Yeah. So I think the tone of her opening statement really tells it all, tells the story of where everybody's really at. And where we really need to go, otherwise we are going to be in the middle of a civil war, because at some point in time, these guys here in California especially are going to push us over the edge, and it's going to blow up on people. And
They did it. We know they did it. It's blatantly right. Obvious.
It's true.
If at this point you don't see what has gone on the last decade or more,
because you don't want to.
You have to be intentionally obtuse at this point.
Well, or you're totally in, buy into the propaganda of the media, of the mainstream media. I mean, I'm looking at this headline here. Joy Behar of The View says Trump's rallies are full of paid actors. That completely defies logic. But I guess that's what you have to do in order to not see it.
When you're an old, washed-up hack and you want to try and stay relevant, yeah.
Well, I mean, how many people can you pay? It's not like you're busing in SEIU guys to rallies and, 10 or 12 buses. We're talking 20 and 30,000 people, 100,000 people at some of these events. You're paying them all?
Yes.
That's absolute stupidity.
They're actually paying more people than can get into the stadiums to see them. What?
It's like the dog. Trump tweeting the dog getting the Medal of Honor pinned on him. Obviously, clearly, photoshopped. And there's people that are trying to stir up some kind of crap about that being what's he doing? Why is he doing it? I mean, these people are absolute mental midgets that believe any of this crap.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're to the end of the first hour. They've been
mentally amputated at the brainstem.
And we'll be back after the hard break here, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we'll see you on the other side.
They replaced him with some cowboys that are gay.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A lawyer for the whistleblower who raised alarms about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine said today his client is willing to answer written questions submitted by House Republicans. The surprise offer has been made to Representative Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee. It would allow Republicans to ask questions of the whistleblower who spurned the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry, without having to go through the committee's Democratic chairman, Adam Schiff. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he will talk it over with Nunes. President Trump says Iowa is being considered for the signing of a trade deal between this country and China.
Chile announced last Wednesday that it was canceling a planned event for mid-November due to demonstrations there. Now the U.S. and China are looking for an alternative location. Farmers have been hard hit by the trade war, but President Trump is assuring them they will come out ahead in the end.
correspondent Ken Lorman. Elsewhere, Republicans in the Senate failed to overcome Democratic objections to border wall funding in the defense bill last week.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell complaining that what he called the same Democrats
who recently rediscovered hawkish-sounding positions on Syria and the Middle East are really going to filibuster a $755 million for the counter-ISIS train and equip fund.
Senator Charles Schumer, meanwhile, warning that so long as the bill allows President Trump to use some military funds for building a border wall.
But we all know this ain't passing.
And it didn't, falling short of the 60-vote threshold needed to advance. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Ventura County officials say firefighters have now got containment of 30% of the Maria fire, which has burned nearly 15 square miles and continues to threaten more than 2,500 homes and other buildings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Like the rest of us, you're probably tired of all those annoying sales calls to your home telephone number. Now, there's a solution. OurOldNumber.com will block those pesky robocalls from getting through, and most live sales calls will hang up. So how does it work? Callers to your home telephone number will hear a personalized greeting from you. The caller selects the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto the family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, no long-term contracts. It's still your phone number and remains in directory assistance. The service is only $9.99 per month, and you can eliminate your landline connection and save money. Now, calls to your home phone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are and get rid of those annoying sales calls. OurOldNumber.com. It's just $9.99 per month. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn how you can get started blocking sales calls today. That's OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. You'll be glad you did.
Opponents of the Keystone XL pipeline say the Trump administration is understating the potential for that line to break and spill into bodies of water.
The pipeline's backers say the $8 billion project would create thousands of construction jobs and boost local tax revenues. Sponsor TC Energy insists the line would be safe, despite spills on other lines operated by the company. A federal judge blocked it last year, saying more environmental study was needed. President Trump issued a presidential permit for the line in March in a bid to avoid another unfavorable court ruling.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza killed a Palestinian man yesterday as aircraft pounded terrorist sites in response to barrages of rockets launched toward Israel from the seaside enclave. The exchange of fire shattered a month-long lull across the increasingly volatile frontier. News and analysis at townhall.com. As the 40th anniversary of the start of the Iran hostage crisis approaches, the U.S. Embassy in Tehran remains frozen in time.
The diplomatic compound was overrun by students angered when Washington allowed the Shah into the U.S. for medical care. What initially began as a sit-in turned into 444 days of captivity for 52 Americans. Today, the embassy is held by a volunteer wing of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, partly as a museum and a space for student groups. The Iranian embassy in Washington remains empty, although it is closed to the public and maintained by the U.S. State Department. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 3rd, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including former Massachusetts governor and presidential candidate Michael Dukakis. He is 86 years old. Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour is 70. Actor Dolph Lundgren, 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Well, John Wayne ain't in Hollywood today. They replaced him with some cowboys that are gay. And all the things that I love, somebody screwing up, our kids will be the ones that pay. Well, there are times you can't cash my checks. That's the only thing that's still the same. These cartoons that they make today, they ought to be ashamed. I miss Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse.
I miss how it used to be. We could count on being free. And George Strait on the radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Community radio for the North State. Yeah, I kind of miss John Wayne, too. I mean, somebody. Oh, that's Creed Fisher. Wow. Where are we? let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit about bankruptcy judge rips PG&E over executive bonuses. A federal bankruptcy judge, this was on August 9th, slammed PG&E at a hearing on Friday for failing to disclose the full compensation package for its newly, interestingly enough, newly hired CEO. And question whether bonuses, I mean, who hires a new CEO that gives out $16 million right away to 12 executives? Just saying. The U.S. bankruptcy judge, Dennis Montali, told PG&E attorneys he was very, very troubled by a proposed compensation package that could distribute as much as $16.3 million to 12 executives if the utility meets certain thresholds.
And what would those?
I'm not really sure. I haven't got that far into this yet, but I'm not. And he goes on to say, I'm not sure I'm comfortable giving them seven-figure checks at the end of the year when there hasn't been a single dollar given to the victims' fund. Well, you can see the priorities are in order.
Hmm.
Yeah, Cecilia Dumas, an attorney representing the wildfire victims in the bankruptcy proceedings, said giving money to senior executives who presided over a corporate culture that led to the most destructive wildfire in modern history of California is outrageous. They should not be receiving bonuses. I mean, they're receiving bonuses. They should not, she said, she goes on to say, they should not be receiving bonuses. They should be losing their jobs. Instead, we'll hire a new CEO that gives us bonuses. That's what we're dealing with. It's corruption across the board. Of course, now, did they do this maybe to, you know, get everybody mad and the government has to come in and set things right?
Well, if you don't like PG&E, switch to a different power company.
I'm thinking...
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Generac's not a power company, is it? They're a generator company. Hmm. You'd still probably have to get your propane from PG&E.
I don't know. One of my favorite things that's coming out of all of these power shutoffs is all of these people with these electric cars are discovering electricity still comes from power plants to get it to your wall outlet to plug your car in.
It does.
It doesn't magically charge itself.
I thought it was like the magical Taniti juju box where you shake the chicken into bones, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you have your cell phone charged.
Yeah, just there.
It's like Haitian electricity.
At this point, Haitian electricity may be better.
It's voodoo magic, man. I mean, come on. Anyway, I kind of had to bring that in because I just had to. Here's another one. I mean, if California is not, if you're not sick of California yet, here's one. This is from Kron, KRON, Channel 4 in San Francisco. Newsom signs a law allowing Californians living in the U.S. illegally to serve on government boards. Now let that sink in for just a freaking minute.
How can you have a Californian living in the U.S. illegally?
Well, they're illegal aliens.
Then are they really a Californian?
Californians living in the U.S. illegally to serve on government boards. Yeah, that's kind of a little oxymoron. It's kind of like jumbo shrimp, military intelligence, I don't know, something that, you know, makes no sense because you can't be a Californian if you're illegally.
Yes.
Good point. So but let's let them serve
deceased
on...
Deceased voters going Democrat.
Yeah.
How can they be voters if they're
so deceased? So dreamers. Let's call them dreamers. We should play the Rainbow Connection or something.
Call them illegal aliens.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me. You know, I mean, come on. So let's have Kermit the Frog sing this while we, you know... rewrite the line. So it's just like when they killed the Baghdadi guy. he was an austere student
Oh, yeah, the WAPO thing?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? He wasn't like a terrorist. He turned into a student.
Yes.
That was studying for his degree in, I don't know what, terrorism, bomb building, nuclear energy.
There's this nice pastor, and we killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he
if you
did anything
see
wrong.
The blatant bias of what's going on in mainstream media off that.
And I like, here's Los Angeles.
Come on.
Los Angeles, Governor Gavin Newsom continues to expand rights and protections for immigrants who enter the country illegally. He just signed into law a law that affects allowing government Californians living in the U.S. illegal to serve on government boards and commissions, according to the Los Angeles Times. The law also bans arrests for immigration violations in courthouses across California. Additionally, the legislation expands California's college student loan program for Dreamers, now including students seeking undergraduate degrees at the University of California and California State University schools. Right now, undergraduate Dreamers are already eligible for those loans, as well as in-state tuition, and this new law goes into effect January 1st. So let's give them free college. We'll put them on all the government boards. I mean, what? That's not a takeover, is it?
How long until they're eligible to vote?
Well, they already are. Who cares? I mean, yeah, give them a license, sign them up to vote, and they're living. And we'll call this the most constitutional government in the country, because that sounds good. And we don't want to crush the dreams of these Californians, do we? I mean, come on. You got to be kidding me. Is anybody stupid enough to buy into this crap right here? What if they're all from, Iran or Russia? Oh, what if they're from Russia? Does that matter? How about Red China? No, why would that be a problem? Well, think of the worst dark crap hole in the world with the most, tyrannical government ever now can migrate to California and become a California and now get on your school board and tell your kids that if they don't worship Allah, then, what could go wrong? Oh, we'll just dig a hole out in the center of the playground and we'll stone them. Why not?
Well, these people are disciples of the state. Hardcore.
Well, oh, absolutely. The state will solve all of our problems. That's what gets me about these arguments from these people that are talking about, they're all part of the elite. Trump's part of the elite, and Sanders and Warren and what we have to do is we have to get the super rich so that they can have more power over everybody, and we'll put more power in the hands of the same guys that we're saying are the problem, so that they can redistribute the wealth.
Well, my big issue with communism, socialism, whatever label you want to put on it, is this. For communism, socialism, any of that to work, you have to rely on the good nature of men. And if you could rely on the good nature of men, we wouldn't require government in the first place. It's an invalid idea. It's a piss-poor idea from the word go.
It's really immature and stupid, quite frankly.
It is the argument of a child.
I got to agree. With that said,
it's infantile.
Let's go to a vote. Or a break.
Yeah.
How about we go to a break? Sorry, no votes.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
Yeah, we're so happy together. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, Sovereign Minds. And, wow, I got a video clip I just have to play here. This is from last night on the Greg Gutfeld show, and I just think that guy is one of the funniest shows on Fox or on any television station. I don't get Fox, I get the clips because I don't have cable anymore, so I get them on YouTube. But what we were just talking about, this socialism thing, I think this cat Temp gal is really intelligent, and she says things sometimes in a real funny way. But I think this is so spot on here with what she's talking about with this social justice crap. And she's talking and speaking after, ex-President Obama was talking about, you know, social justice and people being woke and, you know, memes weren't really activism and so forth. So let's go ahead and play this little ditty here and tell me what you think.
You know, listen, I'm glad that he said this.
He's half white supremacist.
Still possible. I'm glad he said this because I don't like that these social justice activists are actually able to call themselves, you know, people who are advocating for justice of any kind. They're not. They're bullies who try to take other people down to try to make themselves look smart in front of their other bully friends.
Right.
Like, what are you doing to better the world? Like, oh, you shamed someone for coming into a room and saying, hey, guys?
Yes.
You didn't cure cancer, Bryce. Like, you can calm down. But they act like they did, and they act like they're better than everyone else, and that's what it's really about. I just don't understand how it ever became branded as, you know, being any sort of altruistic thing to pick at other people instead of offering anything good into the world.
Is Bryce a specific person?
He knows what he did.
Yeah, he knows what he did. Rob, does this change your opinion of the man who commanded you to kill?
Well, there you have it. I mean, and I think that's pretty spot on. This social justice crap isn't social justice at all. I can say that, you know, you're free while you're in my concentration camp. And that's really the definition of freedom. And this is right out of 84 doublespeak crap. They tell you one thing so it sounds good, like, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really not behind the scenes. I'm doing whatever I want to enrich myself.
I'll be the first one to volunteer to put a meter on my water well. Remember that one? I do.
Who said that?
Brian Daly.
Oh, you mean that conservative guy who wants less government and, you know, completely throws monkey wrenches into everything they do down in Sacramento, that guy?
I think he brought him a truckload of peaches once.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we have a caller. Yeah, we have a caller. Dick's on the line. Are you there, Dick?
Yeah, hello, Mark.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Hey, this is my weekly call about this Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council gun raffle.
You still haven't raffled that? You still got some tickets left?
All the Glock tickets are gone.
All right.
I don't have any more. That 9mm Glock, but I got 30 of the Kel-Tec 12-gauge shotgun.
Hey, that's the one I want. It's anything that says Kel-Tec, I'm in.
Yeah, anyway, they're $10 a piece, and they only printed 200 tickets. And when all the tickets are sold, you don't have to be present to win. And I have 10 tickets of the Mossberg 22 rifle. Looks like an AR-15, but it's a 22 rimfire. And with the, if you win that gun, you get your choice of four different ammo options. One is get 750 rounds of Federal 55 grain 223, or you get 5,000 rounds of 22 rimfire called Super Extra. That's a whole case of 22 for that rifle. Or you get 750 rounds of 38 Special by Blazer, or it's called Blazer, or actually brass cartridges, or 750 rounds of 40 Smith & Wesson by Winchester. So if you win that 22, you can get your choice of any one of those ammo options. Tickets are only $10, and I'm going to be there tomorrow at the church on South Bonneview. The one where we don't have a name, we don't say the name of it, but I'm going to be there probably about 5:30. Meeting starts at 6. I'm going to have these tickets. Anyway, I got 10 of the Mossberg 22 and 30 of the Kel-Tec 12-gauge. And anyway, you need the help of this veterans group. And if you want to find out about the veterans group, go on. It's UCVAC. It's SCVAC. They call it CVAC. Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council.us, and you learn about that outfit. Anyway, I'm a volunteer for them, and they only printed 600 tickets, and so far I've sold about half of all the tickets that I've printed, and I got a few left, so help me get rid of these. So come by tomorrow at our meeting, and I will be there.
Very good. Hey, thanks.
And that's it, and have a good show. Thanks for being on the air, Mark.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Dick. We appreciate it. All right. I'm waiting for that drawing. All right. So with that said, what is our next thing on the venue here? The Joy Behar thing. I'm just going to let it go on The View because she's just too stupid to let talk. Let's see what else. Oh, I want to talk about Q Drops a little bit. It seems like Q's back online a little bit here now. I don't know if this is Q for sure, but it looks like they've got it back up and running off the 8chan site, and they're doing some security checks or whatever. And, you know, I wanted to give us a tidbit on Q. Okay, so I got a little bit of a video here. It's just about a minute or so. And this talks about Washington, D.C. on April 17th, 2018 at the White House. And what happened was that on this cue board, and this is what they call one of the cue proofs, is that what happened on this cue board is on the QAnon board prior to this, about a month, I think it was, just before the State of the Union address, the cue says, well, if you are really legitimately working with Trump and you are really legitimately, you know, for real, can you ask, Trump in one of his speeches to work in the phrase tip top? It says tip top specifically. And so I was doing a little research here and I said, what the heck, you know? So I'm going to play this. This is the video, and you tell me if this is just coincidence, because the cue boards asked the cue a month before this speech to work this phrase tip top in. You tell me, is this just coincidence? Let me see and get it to come up a little bit.
Also, I want to thank the White House Historical Association and all of the people that work so hard with Melania, with everybody, to keep this incredible house or building or whatever you want to call it, because there really is no name for it. It is special. And we keep it in tip-top shape. We call it sometimes tippy-top shape.
Yeah. And on Monday, January 29th, there was a Q post that says maybe Q can work the phrase tip top into the State of the Union as a shout out to the board. So this was in January that he asked this phrase to be worked in. Now, obviously, it took a little time because, you know, the State of the Union speech was probably written already to get this in. But you tell me, is that just a coincidence? And there's quite a few of them. But, I mean, that's a pretty... I mean, what are the odds that the tip top will be worked into a speech? And, you know, I'll post this on Facebook, but he's standing, of all things, next to the Easter Bunny.
Follow the white rabbit.
Yeah, and there's a big cue saying, follow the white rabbit. It's all just coincidence, though. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll have to wait and see, you know, what's going on with the cue maps, and are they back up and running? And, you know, I don't know. It's, you can go to qmap.pub. You'll be completely lost if you try to decipher any of this stuff yourself. It goes back, you know, we're on the 3,574th post. So I just wanted to throw that out there as a tidbit, and there's quite a few more proofs. That's just the one that kind of got me going, because I can't see that being a coincidence. When was the last time any president ever worked into his speech the words tip-top or tippy-top? So just something to maybe think about. And what's the value of Q? Well, the value of Q is that it's an alternative media source for the president. It's another way to get out what's going on behind the scenes other than mainstream media, because mainstream media just blacks out everything they don't want you to hear. They're trying to control the public perception. They're trying to control the narrative. They're trying to control.
They have successfully for years.
For
now.
Years. And I think Trump has been using this as an alternative media source. Now, we've been blacked out for like 93 days because there was some kind of a problem with the 8chan boards. And, gee, there hasn't been a war going on behind the scenes at all with like YouTube and Facebook and Google. They haven't been trying to control the narrative either here, because public opinion is, you know, if you can shape public opinion, you can control everything. Just try Googling something that's conservative right now. I mean, it gets put way back in the back if it comes up at all. But I'll tell you what does come up is liberal crap after liberal crap.
But who owns the technology behind most of these social media sites? That's what people are finally starting to dig down into and find out exactly the governments that are behind these social media sites. And the biggest one on the board is China. Absolutely China. You know, and you kind of have to ask yourself, is how do we go from a people and our opinion and our dealings with China at the point of 1989 Tiananmen Square to where we are now?
Well, I mean, you know, I posted something in here on the website that basically was saying, you know, gee, we've been sold out by I'm looking for it right now. But basically, you know, we were sold out to Iran. We were sold out to China. We were sold out to Russia. But nothing's wrong. Go back to sleep and just pretend that nobody's controlling our media or our message or our narrative, any of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get into it and you start to figure out at the end of the day, most of these people are not driven by ideology. They're just flat criminals. It's mafia.
Well, that's really what you're dealing with, isn't it? I mean, that's the real bottom line. That's the global mafia. It's the global cabal that is trying to take over the world. I mean, New World Order, if you will. I mean, take your pick. But let's see. I posted this on Facebook. Okay, do I got this straight? America was sold out to China and Ukraine by Biden, Iran and the Middle East by Obama, Russia and Libya by Hillary, and if Trump investigates, he gets impeached.
There you go.
Come on. I mean, wake up. I mean, quit listening to the stupid crap on the TV if you are, because...
If Trump investigating what Biden did is a criminal dereliction of his office, then how is what Congress spent the last 2 years doing with the Russia investigation not the exact same thing?
I'm telling you. So I guess we just have to wait and see. I think Judge Jeanine has got it right. If we don't start seeing some indictments pretty soon, I mean, where do we go from here? So that's what Q is about, an alternative source of media that's not being controlled by the mainstream, whatever you want to call them, prostitutes or, you know, the whores down at, you know, the Washington Compost or, you know, whoever.
They're the communist marketing machine.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, like the NBA. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. I mean, they're standing up for China?
Yeah.
I mean... Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, one of the big things, too, that's been going on is, you know, as you know, I'm a bit of a gamer. I play video games and stuff, and I play with people all over the world. And one of the big ones that's been hitting the gaming community is there's a lot of these pro gamers and professional gaming teams and stuff that are actively showing their support for the protesters in Hong Kong. And they're losing their sponsorships, they're getting cut off, they're being edited, they're being shut out by these major video game companies for doing this, and people are finding out, guess what? It's because China owns the video game companies. And they want these people silenced.
Well, you know, that's absolutely spot on. They want total control of everything. You know, and I'm still at the chat room. It's like, you know, I'm not going to mention names here in the chat room, at the Reading Patriots. So you Patriots who believe in pro-life and pro-Second Amendment want a Democrat elected? No, we don't.
That's Megyn Dolley.
That's exactly right. Because she's really not who she says she is. So would you rather get it out on the table or would you rather keep pretending that she's one of us? That's what we're talking about. Do I like Barack Obama? No, but it took that to get Trump elected.
Well, and again, I'm so tired of this argument. Oh, you're going to vote for the day, but I'm wrong. You're going
right.
to vote. So, I am so tired of people hiding behind paper-thin ideological arguments so they don't have to get off their pimple patch and do something.
Well, I mean, okay, let's take the candidate for abortion. Has Dolly's been successful at stopping any of that at this point?
Has he tried?
Has he even tried? Has he introduced legislation? Has he done anything down there? Has he reached across the aisle because they're really just friends of, well, you got to stay friendly with them.
Has he showed up anywhere to talk to his constituents to find out that they have a problem with it?
Yeah. See, so the argument's complete crap. You know, what it is it's just a way to avoid the real issue, which is they're really not who they say they are. All right, I guess we got to go to a break.
Our flag flies for freedom, the things we believe, a shining light upon a hill. Thousands have died for the stars and the stripes, thousands more most likely will. Cause freedom ain't free,
It was paid with their blood. The least we can do is to stand for the men who have died and laid down their lives for people they don't even know. The moms and the dads and all of the kids whose loved ones will never come home. So when that anthem is played and Old Glory is waving, I cover my heart with my hand. And that's where I stand.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, prophets and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Radio, a little war there. Sort of appropriate. The world is a ghetto. I got this posted in on Facebook. What do Christmas lights and Jeffrey Epstein have in common? They don't hang themselves. Yeah, I know.
And is there a single person out there right now that believes Epstein killed himself?
Well, it seems like there's a few forensics doctors coming out that are saying that there's no way that this that he could have hung himself and broke all the bones in his neck like this, whatever they called. You know, I'm not a doctor. But, I mean, let's see, the lights go out, the cameras go out, you know, his cellmate looks like something out of a, you know, a bad mafia film, Lou Cabrazzi's brother, you know, on steroids.
And this is the second time that they tried to kill him.
And then the guards just happened to fall asleep. Yeah. Both of them.
Again?
Again. Yeah, who buys this crap?
What are they doing, hiring narcoleptics?
You know, and you know, high-profile people just happen to be on Jeffrey Epstein's black book. You know, I mean, I don't know, Prince Andrew and, you know, the Clintons, all this stuff. We go over and over this stuff. But the reason I bring this up a little bit is that, you know, Ivanka Trump tweeted, and I just retweeted it this week, the POTUS Interagency Task Force to Combat Human Trafficking met and announced investments totaling $75 million in a program to end modern slavery, making it the deep state's largest anti-trafficking program, and they are committed to end this human trafficking in all of its evil forms. And, you know, I think that this is part of the whole big picture and part of this whole Adam Schiff, the desperation on the part of the Democrats. We know that Schiff, you know, was involved with the Little Foundation, and that just happens to be a worldwide child massage organization, global child massage. Think about that for a second. Just let that sink in for a second. That couldn't be a problem, could it?
Nah. Slavery is more prevalent in this planet now than it has ever been.
So when Trump tweeted a few weeks ago, he goes, Little Adam Schiff, ILDDL Foundation. Nothing to do with Schiff, right? President Trump's just stupid and he can't spell little. Now we've got, as of on October 30th, retired Scotland Yard detective explains child care homes are used for pedophilia and organized child sex rings. Now, I think you're going to see more and more of this stuff coming out that, you know, there's some of this stuff that's related to the ongoing things that are going on right now. Mm. You know, remember the executive order, December 21st of 2017, Trump signed in about the human trafficking, the corruption. I don't know. And I'm with well, – go ahead.
They're not – why are you not seeing these things in the media? They're arresting these people in the thousands. You know, they're breaking up rings. There's one that just happened in Britain. They took down an internet site that had a menu on it. They had teams of people going throughout Britain taking pictures of children and posting them online. And then people were bidding on these kids. And when the bid was filled, they would go kidnap these kids and export them to the Middle East.
Yeah.
Where's the news on that?
Remember all the kids on the milk cartons?
Yeah.
That was when we were growing up. Oh, nobody knew whether they were happening. They're just disappearing. I don't know, but you gotta think that something is going on here, you know? I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
It's covered up even on the local level. I mean, I would have to update my information, but the last time I looked about 5 or 6 months ago, where's the 43 missing children from Shasta County? Why does nobody talk about that or know about that?
Well, and you know, everybody says nothing's going on. Well, yeah, nothing's going on because nothing is getting published. That makes anything that Trump does that is good, you can count on not seeing the light of day. That's why there is a thing called Q. And I'm looking at a post from Q right now, and they're talking about the migration is still going on the Q boards and blah, 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 blah. And again, I'm not a Trump sycophant. I don't trust everything about him. I don't trust the money. They've been spending more money. The unemployment rate is not that good. It's all the figures are all you know, skewed. Mm-hmm. It's just like the narrative that 56% of the people think Trump should be impeached. And then another poll says it's like 86% of the people approve of Trump. Now reconcile that one. The polls couldn't be fake.
I'm trying to make that math work.
Yeah, how does that even how do you even comprehend that? Did anybody hear about Kate Hill becoming the first female member of Congress to quit over a sex scandal? Anybody hear about that one this last week?
Yeah, but because I was looking into it. And really the only person I've seen pushing this entire story has been Katie Grimes. Katie Grimes has been fantastic on covering this story.
Right. You know, I haven't read her stuff, but I mean, gee, that's not big news. And where's her district? Oh, California. Wow, yeah. Yeah, California Democratic announced her resignation on Sunday amid a House Ethics Committee investigation into her alleged affair with her legislative director, and after news broke that she had already engaged in a three-way relationship with her husband and campaign staffer.
Yeah, at this point, the list is getting smaller of who she hasn't slept with.
Well, it seems like Katie's a dirty little girl. But my point being is that, gee, nothing to see here. Did you hear about this? Where did you hear about this? Did you hear about this on the mainstream channels?
No.
I didn't.
Didn't even hear about it in state news. Local news, alternative media strikes again.
That's the only place you can even get anything. You know, the attorney for General Michael Flynn says FBI has hid evidence that proved that he was innocent. Did anybody hear that on the mainstream? Maybe Fox, I'm not sure.
No, I can't imagine hearing of any case where the government hides exculpatory evidence. The Bundys, Kamala Harris, you know, the FBI.
How about the jury in Planned Parenthood trial that is allowed to watch ABC News 2020 undercover video that shows abortionists disgusting cell of fetal tissue? I don't know.
Or when Project Veritas exposed the exact same thing and got sued.
Right. And they won the court case, by the way.
Yeah.
It was thrown out.
Didn't hear about that either, did you?
Yeah. So it's just, you know, you've got to be careful who you're listening to, what you're listening to. Even Fox,
Fox is in the bag just as much.
They have different guys on there who aren't so bad, but they still don't talk about some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody talks about the Federal Reserve. Nobody talks about the bank. Nobody talks about the money printing. Nobody talks about the overnight repo. Nobody talks about, the continued bailouts of the banks that's ongoing right now. And that's where I start to distrust Trump, okay, until I see some evidence. And he ran on that. He ran on the fact that he said he was going to fix the debt and stop this, deficit spending. And so far, not so good. But do you have a choice? Who are you going to vote for? Is anybody in the other side even in the running?
Well, and you... At the same time, though, you've got to look at the way that Trump operates. You know, he completely magoos these people. He looks like he's just bumbling along over here, and then all of a sudden something huge happens over here. Look at all of the idiots voted to rebuke the president for not pinning American troops between an ally. That's like a six-way shooting match in Syria. And our Congress, the one time they get together to agree on anything, is to rebuke the president for not getting us in a complete mess and get Americans killed. Oh, and it turns out, by the way, it was part of an operation to kill one of the most evil terrorists the world has ever seen. Yeah, good job, Congress. Good job, Doug, on that vote, you Muppet.
Well, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure exactly where we're headed here, but maybe we should go to a break because we got 10 minutes left before the show's over.
Ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means it's me, what's getting burned? 'Cause I could never make you unhappy.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program,
Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song.
Sovereign Mind Radio, you're listening to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, KCNR. You know, talking about Trump and not trusting him on the money, I got to bring this up. Now, this is Monies and Markets. This was published on October 30th, 2019, a couple days ago, and it's titled Rickards Part 1, Genius Trump Owns the Fed is Remaking the Judiciary for Decades. So I want to leave you with a little hope here. Economist, lawyer, financial expert, and author James Rickards sat down for a recent interview with stand-up comedians Konstantin Kaizen, I guess it is, and Francis Foster on their YouTube show Trigonometry, I guess is how it's pronounced, where they discussed the genius of Donald Trump before taking a deep dive into communist China. The segment lasted more than 6 minutes and largely focused on two different topics. Why Rickards thinks Trump is a difficult to understand genius, and why China has been allowed to lie, cheat, and steal its way into being the second largest economy in the world. As an aside, Rickards has previously said Trump is ready to lower the boom on China. So, you know, he's saying Trump is a genius. You know, he's stacking the deck. He's putting all of his judges into place. So, you know, I don't know. We just have to wait and see. You know, there's been a bunch of doubling down. Rickards describes his relationship with the media as like a herd of puppies. And Trump's the master with the red rubber ball. And he throws the ball and all the puppies chase the ball. And one of them fetches it and brings it back, and he throws it over there, and they do the same thing. Meanwhile, he's doing serious stuff. So, so what is exactly the red ball? Only, you know, Rickards' quotes are used the rest of the way. Stormy Daniels, impeachment, collusion, Russiagate, these things are distractions, no substance to any of them. And the media keeps chasing them, Rickards explains. Meanwhile, what is Trump actually doing? Largest tax cuts in history, remaking the federal judiciary, appointing judges at an unprecedented rate, taking control of the courts, and and it's from a list produced by the Federalist Society, who are very staunch, reliable conservatives, and they pick them in the early 40s, blah, 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 lifetime appointments, and so forth. So he's saying that the Trump's judiciary will be going on for the next four decades or so. And he's also saying Trump owns the Fed. Now, this kind of got my attention, okay? Trump came in, and there were two vacancies on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. Why were there two vacancies? Well, Barack Obama was so sure that Hillary Clinton was going to win that he didn't even bother with the appointments. Rickard said, Obama, I'll give them to Hillary. She'll appoint some strong hands. So Trump got two seats right off the bat, and then there were a couple of resignations, so it went up to four seats. And then there's been one more since, plus promoting Jay Powell from there. He already was governor before Trump to chairman. So Brainard is going to end up the only non-Trump appointee on the Board of Governors for the Federal Reserve. And she's got to feel a little bit like a hostage when she goes into the room. Meanwhile, the mainstream press keeps chasing the rubber ball, Rickard said. Now, you got to put a little stock in this because Trump's pretty smart. I think that's a given. You might call him to think him stupid if you're a left-wing nut job, but you can't, by any stretch of the imagination, think that this guy's stupid, okay? This guy didn't get to be a billionaire. He didn't get to be president because he's a dumb guy, okay? So, and if he is on our team, is he playing 3D chess for the long haul? We can sure hope so. So Trump owns the feds. He's controlling the judiciary. He's burning the code of federal regulations, literally burning it down so you can actually have some freedom, and the largest tax cut in history. And he's confronting China. So the press is chasing the rubber ball, and he's doing big stuff like that. And it's real historic stuff. To be sure, and the second part of the interview is going to be on Thursday, and on Trigonometry, where they did a fantastic job of explaining how China was able to rise to its place as the world's second largest economy, breaking all the rules. And he calls out all the politicians who let it happen. So that's something to maybe go through this next week with a little hope that maybe things are turning around. Maybe we'll see indictments. I suppose. Are we there? No, we're not there.
Yeah, we got about 90 seconds left.
Okay, we got a few more seconds left here, but I think those are interesting things to think about. And Rickards, like I say, I've been following his stuff and read some of his books for a long time.
Very smart man.
And he's a smart guy. He's not an idiot. And he used to be the guy that set up the financial war games for the Pentagon. And the State Department. And he's been around for a long time. And he's not a schmo. And so we'll see what happens. But like I say, let's. See what, maybe we'll follow up with the interview and the rest of it next week, see what Rickards has to say, and then keep our fingers crossed, maybe say a little prayer every once in a while and hope that our country is going to get saved and we get back to the original plan and not headed on down the Marxist path to self-destruction. With that said, we'll talk to you next week, and those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not force. Oh, it's not force, it is force. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
I'm just a simple man, working with my hands.
The news from town.